This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The city of Birmingham is made up of 99 neighborhoods. Some have busy commercial strips, zip bicycle sharing kiosks, and well-kept parks. Others are boxed in by highways lined with abandoned houses and lack grocery stores. As the city experiences a rebirth in places such as Avondale and downtown, people in other neighborhoods say they're being neglected. We're exploring this all week in our series on Birmingham's uneven revitalization. Today, WBHM's Ashley Cleek takes us to two neighborhoods where residents feel left behind.
When David Van Williams moved to Birmingham, he was looking for a fixer-upper, and he fell in love with the neighborhood of Inglenook. Inglenook sits just north of the airport. Like its southern neighbors, Crestwood and Avondale, Inglenook has turn-of-the-century brick bungalows, wide streets with sidewalks. But unlike those other neighborhoods, potholes mark the road and many houses wait in disrepair because residents don't have the money to fix them.
Actually, I would just say that there's a divide between South Birmingham and the rest of Birmingham.
Van Williams says that many of his neighbors lived during the Civil Rights Movement, but they haven't seen much progress in the 50 years since. Van Williams is a carpenter, so about 2 years ago, he decided to try and fix two of the neighborhood's biggest problems, crime and derelict homes. In an effort to get young people off the streets, Van Williams would teach them carpentry, and together they would take on neighborhood projects at a big discount. So two birds, one stone.
We just installed this back door recently.
This is the first big project Van Williams has done with his students, a two-room addition to the home of Henry Elmore, a former baseball player with the Birmingham Black Barons. Elmore can't afford to pay much for the construction, so Van Williams and his students work cheaply. So far, Van Williams says, he hasn't been able to get city leaders to recognize the needs of his neighborhood.
Rather than ignoring the frustrations of the people, we feel like city money should be spent to try to do things, to try to improve the conditions of the people.
On the other side of the airport is the neighborhood of Wahoma. It's a narrow sliver of streets, sandwiched between First Avenue North and Interstate 59.
And I'm going to take you where a whole neighborhood is empty. Keep straight. I'm going to show you Abandonsville.
Pat Johnson is the neighborhood president. And she regularly drives the streets, noting down abandoned homes, blocked sewer drains, and piled up trash.
That's empty. Come on, we're going to go all the way around.
Along the flat, sunny street are crumbling clapboard houses with sunken-in roofs. Many are doorless with smashed windows. Some are half-burned. Others are swallowed in kudzu. In her unofficial count, Johnson says these few streets have more than two dozen abandoned homes. She says she's written to the city, but nothing seems to get done. Neighborhoods like Wahoma and Inglenook are old. Built in the 1920s and 30s, they were solid working-class communities until the city started to empty out following the civil rights protests of the 1960s. In the 50 years since, Birmingham has lost more than 100,000 residents, and Johnson says neighborhoods like hers were left to suffer with blight, crime, and increasing poverty. Johnson says she wants to see new people and businesses moving into Birmingham, but she also wants to make sure that her neighborhood isn't passed over.
While that is happening downtown, people in communities that's been neglected for 20 and 30 years, they're not getting any piece of the pie. They're not even getting the crumbs.
Mayor William Bell says the city's neighborhoods are getting more than just crumbs.
What I would suggest to anyone that listens to this program is that they get into their car and ride out to North Birmingham.
Bell points to parks that have been redone with new swimming pools. The city has built new libraries in Prattville and Inglenook and new pedestrian bridges to help residents cross intersections and railroad tracks.
What you have to understand is that with 50 years of out-migration, 50 years of neglect, you can't turn that ship around overnight.
Bell says that he wants to encourage development and investment in all of Birmingham's communities, but that to attract developers, neighborhoods also have to bring some resources to the table. But he acknowledges that many neighborhoods are impoverished.
Those are the places that we have to spend money to put in the public infrastructure that would make it attractive for someone to come out and invest.
That's exactly what Johnson and Van Williams say they're asking for. Small projects, like helping residents get cans of paint to touch up their homes or enforcing city ordinances about trash and noise. Little things, they both say, would go a long way to making their neighborhoods feel a part of the city. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.